on WGLT in Normal, Illinois. It's hour number two of Radio Munson. Savitz Orchestra, one of the unsung heroes of the big band swing era, but they played well, used that shuffle beat. That's a song they did called 720 in the books, and it's in the books for this 29th of December on Radio Munson. After the New Year's Eve holiday, you'll be hunkering down for the next two or three months, going to ground, as it were, to emerge when we see the first signs of spring. At least that's the case with the four freshmen.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. I'll be with you to change your name to mine. One day. The sun shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day in view for you and me, dear. Church bells will chime. We'll be right back.
The Four Freshmen, I think it was Bill Holman of Stan Kenton's band, great arranger, who did the arrangement for In Apple Blossom Time. When is Apple Blossom Time precisely? Pretty much the same time every year, right? This year, the next year, the year after that, sort of time after time.
Time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you, so lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. Passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving.
Ella Fitzgerald from an album called Whisper Not. She recorded it with arrangements by Marty Paich in 1966. It's just been digitally remastered and re-released in a digital format. That was Bill Perkins playing tenor saxophone, and Shelly Mann was the drummer on that session. One of Ella's best albums ever, I think. Here's an album that came out earlier this year called The Candyman. Four saxophonists. The primary one of whom is Harry Allen, along with Grant Stewart and Eric Alexander, all three of those guys playing tenor sax, and Gary Smullyan playing baritone saxophone, and a song associated with Woody Herman back in the late 1940s called Four Brothers. Thank you. Carruthers, it's Harry Allen and his New York saxophone band from an album called The Candymen, who, among others, Harry Allen being one, Grant Stewart and Eric Alexander, the three of them playing tenor saxes, and Gary Smullyan on baritone sax. Here on Radio Munson, going to take you back to 1955. And an iconic album that was recorded by Frank Sinatra with arrangements by Nelson Riddle. It was called Songs for Swingin' Lovers. And Sinatra's career had already bottomed out, and he was on his way back up again. He'd been with Capitol Records for a fairly short time. But Nelson Riddle worked overtime to do arrangements for Sinatra and to please Sinatra. He said Sinatra was the only guy he was ever afraid of. Nelson Riddle said that. And they thought they had the album finished when one of the record company execs said, we're going to release this thing almost right away, and we want one more song. And they gave Sinatra, I think, three different songs to choose from, and he chose Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin. He called Nelson Riddle like at 2 o'clock one morning and said, we've got to do one more song. We've got to go back to the studios tomorrow. And Sinatra wanted to get away to Palm Springs for a little getaway that he'd already planned. He was not real happy about it. He said, right in the middle there, Nelson, see if you can get a big building crescendo before I came back in. And Nelson Riddle was actually being driven to the recording studio, and he had a little board in his lap. And he was handwriting out the arrangements and to be duplicated as soon as he got there. Handed them out to the musicians. They figured that George Roberts would be very prominent with his bass trombone, as he was for most Nelson Riddle arrangements. But Nelson then capped that with this crescendo with Milt Bernhardt, a trombonist in the band, playing way up on top. And Milt Bernhardt said about worked him to his death, because they took like 20 or 25 takes before Sinatra was pleased with the whole thing. But Milt Bernhardt provided the spark in his tenor saxophone, and the rest is history.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
Thank you.
sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Silvery dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you, you, you. Roses will die with the summertime. Our roads may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. It's the rose that I keep in my heart. Thank you. with the summertime. Our roads may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. It's the rose that I keep in my heart.
That's Frankie Lane with Buck Clayton's band and Roses of Picardy. You know, that was a song 100 years ago. It was penned in 1916, shortly after the Battle of the Somme, the S-O-M-M-E, river in northern France, during the war to end all wars, what we now know as World War I. That was before the United States was involved in the conflict. And the Allied forces led by England and France were trying to drive back the German forces in a bloody battle that lasted for about 4 or 5 months, 100 years ago, in 1916. Before the battle was over, a bit more than 1 million men had died or were wounded in the battle. Just a frightful price to pay. And that song was born out of the roses of Picardy, which were was a region right inside the area of the battle. Frankie Lane picked it up about 40 years after that had happened, or 60 years ago. I think it was 1956 when he went in the studio with Buck Clayton's band, which included Buck's trumpet, Bud Johnson on tenor sax, and that dynamic trombone duo at the time of Kye Winding and J.J. Johnson. Sir Charles Thompson was playing piano, Joe Jones on drums, Milt Hinton on bass, and Irby Green came in a little bit later on in the piece with some trombone work as well, Roses of Picardy. On Radio Munson, here on this 29th of December, 2016, here's Keeley Smith.
Lover, when you're near me and I hear you speak my name, oh, softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Our bliss when two lips of coral they were born to kiss. All of my future is in you. Your every plan I design. Promise you'll always continue to be mine. Oh, lover, when we're dancing, keep on glancing in my eyes till love. Love zone entrancing. Thank you.
Willie Smith with a little cheek-to-cheek dancing here on Radio Munson with the Don Menza arrangement. That was Menza playing tenor saxophone. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time, here just outside of Tucson, Arizona, a little ways up Dove Mountain in our lavishly appointed Radio Munson West studios. Able to fit in here if I come in sideways into the room. Works out very well indeed. Here's some more cheek-to-cheek dancing with a wonderful jazz fiddler named Johnny Frigo. This was recorded in 2001 when Frigo was 84 years old. Frank Vignola accompanies playing guitar, and Bucky Pizzarelli plays a little guitar as well. And Nicky Parada's on bass, and Joash Schwann is the guy playing drums.
Thank you.
can say all you want about Stefan Grappelli and Joe Venuti, two great jazz violinists, but Johnny Frigo from Chicago was right up there with him. He was 84 when he recorded that in 2001 with Frank Mignola playing guitar, a little rhythm guitar work from Bucky Pizzarelli, Nicky Parrott on bass, and Joe Schwann was a guy playing drums. This is Frankie Carl. Superb pianist with his orchestra playing their signature song from the early 1940s. It's called Sunrise Serenade. was a great old song that Tommy Dorsey's band first did, and then the Basie Band revived it in the 1950s, and now the Legends of Swing have recorded it in the 21st century on Radio Munson. I'll Never Smile Again. Gary Toll, the trombonist who soloed there, leads the Legends of Swing, and Bob Remstein was playing piano with a Billy Byers arrangement on Radio Munson. Well, I don't think we need to heat it up all that much. The temperature is actually not bad at all for the end of December in central Illinois. Likewise, temperature is fairly favorable here in Tucson, Arizona. Nonetheless, I think we'll let Julie London warm it up just a little bit more.
Let there be you. Let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind and occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a flock and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. Let there be you, let there be me, oysters under the sea. Let there be wind and occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. Let there be love. Let there be love. Let there be love.
Julie London, there was an album she did called Julie at Home, and you had the feeling you were just sitting there with Julie in her living room. And she was singing these songs with that sensuous voice. Except you had Emil Richards, who had to set up his vibes there. Al Viola was a guy playing guitar, among other great jazz musicians of the time. Speaking of whom, here's a 1952 recording by Fred Astaire, who, when he wasn't dancing and acting, and he was such a good guy at both, was singing some jazz. Fred Astaire. With the Charlie Shavers playing some muted trumpet, Oscar Peterson and his trio, with Barney Kessel playing guitar.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Now just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Oh, you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Fred Astaire. Nice, yeah, nice work indeed. Fred Astaire could get work in several different venues, including behind the microphone, singing great jazz music. That session was from 1952. Pianist Oscar Peterson and his trio, Barney Kessel, joining him and playing some guitar. And Charlie Shavers with that great muted trumpet. You very seldom heard an open trumpet from Charlie Shavers. Used all different kinds of mutes. Here's another guy who, while he played a little bit more open trumpet than Charlie, played a lot of muted trumpet. His name is Roy Eldridge. They called him Little Jazz. And Jackie Gleason always made him the first call trumpeter when he put together some of the albums that he conducted of arrangements by George Williams. Charlie Ventura was always the tenor saxophone guy, and that's true this time with It All Depends on You. Depends on You. That's Jackie Gleason's music.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. Almost all over for this evening, my friend. The evening sure was a ball, just seeing you all and being with you. Now you must wake up, all dreams must end. Take off your makeup, the party's all over, my friend. All over, my friend.
That's Anita O'Day with a Bill Holman arrangement here on Radio Mensa. Well, it's not quite over, but we're pretty close to the 9 o'clock hour in central Illinois. So it's time to close up shop here on Radio Mensa on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. I'm going to let Dave Grusin, the pianist, take us up to news time with a thing that Ellington wrote called the Sea Jam Blues. George Bohannon on trombone, Tom Scott on tenor sax, Clark Terry plays both flugelhorn and trumpet, has one of them in each hand. Brian Bromberg on bass and Harvey Mason plays drums. I'll see you next Thursday night.
Thank you.